Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info.
Good morning, gardeners. It's Sunday morning. It's time for your favorite gardener and mine, Patrick Parent. Get yourself a cup of coffee and get out a notebook because it's time to solve all your gardening problems.
I see trees of green, red roses too. I see them bloom for me and you, and I think to myself, what a wonderful world.
And good morning, gardeners. Welcome to the Paul Parent Garden Club. I'm your host, Patrick Parent, Paul's youngest son. I'll be here for another 3 hours till 10 o'clock Eastern time to answer all your gardening questions. So feel free to give us a call. Our phone number here is 855-660-4261. Again, 855-660-4261. Now, in between the break, I went upstairs to take the dog outside, open the door, and woof. Dog kind of looked back at me and said, do I have to? I said, well, got to go outside to go to the bathroom. The dog came right back in, and you could tell it was a little bit cold out there. So definitely cold out there, but we'll try to think warm thoughts and think about spring. So see what we can do. We do have another call on the line, so I'm going to get right to that. Nathan, who's up next?
Daryl's in Vermont.
Daryl, good morning. Welcome to the Paul Parent Garden Club. What's happening today?
Good morning.
Good morning.
Yeah, I mean, feel like your dog.
Yeah.
We got 5 below 0 here.
Ugh.
How's this phone coming through, by the way? You hearing me all right?
I can hear you a bit. They're a little bit static, but that's all right.
Yeah, we may have to bury this as soon as the frost comes out of the ground. Soil test. Over the years, I've been talking to people about it a lot, and the one thing is, you got to do a soil test, and they look at me, their eyes kind of glaze over, and do I have to? And it's, yeah, you do. And doing a soil test is it's not a lot of fun. I hate to say it, but it's not. But it's something you want to grab a friend and get a good round point shovel, and when you do it, go at it and convince yourself you're going to do this one first test as a baseline and make it work. I was listening to a PhD. You know what that is? PhD?
Oh, yeah.
Piled high and deep. And they were telling me how to do a soil test, and they had, like, it looked like a little tiny garden, you know, a little hand shovel. And we kind of swished the soil in the top and stuck the point in there. I said, well, that's not going to tell you much. And it's not. You got to get in there. You got to get down 6 inches anyway, because that's where the roots want to try to find something to eat. And the easiest way is to put an imaginary X in your garden, and you got the four corners, the center point, and then along each of those four radians out to the corners, somewhere in the middle, take four more. That'll give you 9. That's a pretty good start there. And you can, if you've got nothing else better to do, take a couple more in the middle. And put them in a bucket, clean bucket. Make sure it's very clean. Stir it around. Get all the rocks out. Get all the sticks out. Get down to just the soil and let it sit there for a day or two out in the sun. Get the water out of it. You don't want to ship water to your testing site and pay for that. Nothing they can test in water. And when you finally get the results back, that's your starting point. That's what you got to know. And everything from there, when you get all your minerals lined up and everything in the perfect relation that they want, your pH will come out exactly where it's supposed to be, about 6.4, 6.5. And it's like a miracle. You don't have to pay any attention to it. Just, there it is. And so that's the thing you got to kind of talk yourself into is you got to do it. So you do have to, you have to wait till the snow melts. But other than that, get up there as soon as you can, get into the soil. And don't be afraid to get into it. Get right down there. We'll take a round point shovel, stick it in the ground, push it forward to make a little pocket, pull it out, come back an inch, stick it down again, and lift that little flap of soil out of the ground. Go down on the tip of the shovel and take a couple inches off the tip, put the rest back in the ground. But you know your nosy neighbor's going to come around looking, and if he steps in the hole and hurts himself, well, you'll have to get that shovel back out, you know?
Yeah. Well, that's definitely a perfect way to explain what to do with the soil sample. I think that's so. I think the thought process on a soil sample is I'm just going to grab some soil, and so that part might be easy. It's just the actual of how to do it and what to get. I like the idea of what you said of getting it into a bucket and letting it sit outside for a day to let it kind of dry out a little bit, get rid of that excess moisture.
Right. It can be surprisingly heavy.
Yeah. Especially when you're taking, you know, 9 samples or more from the area that you're looking for. You know, because to be honest, usually what they're looking for is about a pound of soil. It's, you know, the bags that they get you aren't that big.
No,
they're not looking for a 5-gallon bucket of soil to test.
No.
That's not going to give you what you're looking for. So
go with about 2/3 of a cup, maybe to a 3/4 of a cup.
Yep, exactly.
But dry soil.
Yeah, and that will help so that the, you know, depending, you know, they're going to send it to a lab, but say you brought it into a garden center that just has a pH meter and that's what you're looking to do. Being soaking wet like that can actually affect some things. So having the soil, and we're not saying leave it out there for a week and let it dry out that way.
No, just
we want to, you know, one day is perfect. I really like that idea for everybody going forward, because that is something that makes a lot of sense. And getting them in those areas, it's really about getting deep into the soil. We're not talking dig a 2-foot hole. We're talking 6-8 inches.
Right.
Where those,
the depth of your shovel.
Exactly. Where those roots really are doing their most feeding. You know, sometimes when you're going too close to the surface, you know, and you've been putting something down, you know, the past couple of years or recent, you're going to get a different reading that's going to be like, oh, there's nothing wrong. You know,
right.
It's going to seem like there's nothing going on, where in fact, you just didn't go deep enough into the soil to say, all right, this is the issue. So I like how you describe that, Daryl. I'm going to have to, as I've taken many things from you, you know, when it comes to the soil tests, I'm going to have to add that one to my repertoire because it's very important. I think you know how I feel about soil tests. I think they're very important. But I think that's even better to kind of explain what to do, because it's...
Let them know what's going to happen. It's not like walking out in front of a bus, but you got to decide you're going to do it.
Yeah, exactly.
And
so
in the near future, we're going to give you a little prize coming up here. We're going to teach you how to superize a potato.
Perfect.
Write that one down.
Okay. All right.
Have a great
All right,
day.
Dale.
Bye.
Thanks, as always. Have a great one. Bye-bye. All right. Our phone number here is 855-660-4261. Again, 855-660-4261. And some perfect information that Daryl gives us. I love when he is a weekly caller, usually, sometimes biweekly, and that information right there is great when it comes to a soil sample. Great information of what to do. And how to do it. You know, that's one of the things I think I was missing a little bit. Talk about the soil samples and getting them done, etc. But really not explaining how to do it. I love the idea of letting it dry out for a day. You're shipping it somewhere, and it's going to cost a little bit. You know, it's by weight, right? Not that, you know, it's going to be too much, but you're looking for a pound of soil. Now, you might be able to get a little bit better soil sample by letting it dry a little bit, get a little bit more. So that's what we'd be looking for to do. And don't look at it and say, you know, I have a 5,000 square foot lawn and I want everything figured out and I'm going to do the four corners in the middle. You know, there's probably some differences between one side and the other. Maybe break it up if you can. See what you can do to fix that. So, but again, so important for the soil samples to figure out what's going on with your soil. And even if it's been successful, you know, you've been successful and you know what's going on, you want to know the nutrient level so you can say, this is perfect. I want to keep it like this. So I definitely, I talk pretty much every week about soil samples because they're that important. And I think, you know, that's one way we can be less dependent on chemicals long term. And by saying what I'm saying with that is we're getting our lawn, our gardens healthier. And so they have the nutrients. We're putting the right nutrients down so they're stronger. They're more resistant to certain, you know, diseases, etc. We can't take care of all the, you know, things that happen, you know, naturally, but we can look into some of these things. So we definitely something to think about. We're going to take a break. When we get back, more information. Pure Gardens will be right back.
If you love to grow roses, you know the damage that insects and diseases can cause. Vonide Rose RX Systemic Drench offers insects and disease control in one easy application. Vonide Rose RX Drench is a multipurpose fungicide and insecticide for roses, flowers, and shrubs. Mix it in a watering can and apply it directly to the base of the plant. One application protects the rose, the flower, and shrubs from insects and diseases for up to 6 weeks.
Are your window boxes and containers wilting on these hot days of summer? You spend countless hours watering your garden? Well, it's not too late to change that with soil moist granules. Just punch a few holes in the soil near the plant and add a pinch or two of soil moist granules. The soil moist granules will swell 200 times, holding the water in the soil for your plants to use. Established plants like roses, vegetables, annuals, perennials, and new shrubs and trees will stop wilting. That's soil moist.
Hard at work for over 75 years, Dram watering tools have been the professional's choice for quality and durability. Now, you can create the softest shower of rain with a Dram rain wand in your garden. Choose from 9 water patterns for a variety of uses with the revolver spray gun. And use a color storm sprinkler for a lush playground. Quality you can depend on for a lifetime. Dram, the professional's choice for lawn and garden. Available at a fine garden center near you. Visit us online at dram.com.
I'm your BioAdvanced lawn care scientist, here to introduce new all-in-one weed and feed. It kills lawn weeds like dandelion and clover. Plus, it kills crabgrass all in one easy step. And it has microfeed action, which creates a more nutritious, resilient root zone. That's the key to a healthy green lawn. Make the switch and try the one that weeds, feeds, plus kills crabgrass.
New all-in-one weed and feed from BioAdvanced Science-Based Solutions. Get more from the blue bag. Always read and follow label instructions.
The Hebo Tea Club's original pure Powdy Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on, so it naturally has antifungal, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-infection, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. But maybe more importantly, the Hebo Tea Club's original pure Powdy Arco Super Tea builds corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer happens to die in oxygen. The tea is great for healthy people and can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The Hebo Tea Club's original Pure Pau de Arco Super Tea is only $34.95 plus shipping. Order now at ShopSuperTea.com or call 818-984-6100. That's ShopSuperTea.com or call 818-984-6100. ShopSuperTea.com.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with Reputation Defender. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with Reputation Defender. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771. For your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with Reputation Defender. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771.
Have you heard the warning from the dead doctors don't lie guy? I'm talking about Dr. Joel Wallach. He says if you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol or high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, or other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. That's what he says. He has a free lecture revealing what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. And it's all in his free lecture called Deadly Recipe. You want it free? Call him toll free at 855-79-YOUNG. You ready? 855-79-YOUNG. Dr. Joel Wallach, the dead doctors don't lie guy. Says there's no reason why we shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there.
Welcome back to the Paul Parent Garden Club. Our phone number here, 855-660-4261. Again, 855-660-4261. And we've had some great information so far today. You know, a lot of different things. And I want to keep going with that information and figure out how we can be successful in the garden this season. You know, we talked about the soil samples. That's going to take care of the nutrients. And we're going to take care of the plant by beating, making it stronger. But you're still going to get some of those insects that will hit a lot of your plants. You know, your basic ones that you hear the most about: aphids, caterpillars, mealybugs, scale, thrips, that type of thing. Now, there are beneficial insects out there that you can actually purchase and bring into the yard, introduce into that area to take care of some of these insects. You've probably heard it before with the ladybugs. Ladybugs like the aphids, scale, mealybugs, that type of thing. So they're the perfect one to be bringing in to the garden. They, like I said, their food source, aphids, mealybugs, scale, thrips, caterpillars as well. They'd be looking at like the younger, the first and second instar, maybe a little bit more into the caterpillars, not like a fully grown caterpillar. But they're attracted to, these types of plants if you have them. Cosmos, dill, goldenrod, lemon balm, mint, parsley, zinnias, and even Queen Anne's lace. So they'll definitely be in the garden if you have some of those looking for it. Another one is there's a type of wasp that will actually take over some of the aphids, some caterpillars as well. Again, mealybugs, scale, thrips. You can bring that one in. You might have seen it. It's It looks like a little bee, but it kind of hovers like a helicopter over the flowers. Those there will take care of some of those aphids as well. There is the lacewing, which you can now purchase as well. Those are looking for mites, mealybugs, aphids, dragonfly and damselflies. If you're seeing dragonflies in the garden, they're actually really good for you because they're getting rid of flies, gnats, and mosquitoes. It's perfect, right? They usually are attracted the easiest ways by, creeks or ponds in the area, even in backyard water feature. So that might be something to think about going on. The other one, the one where you'd be looking at, that tomato hornworm, taking a look and seeing what you can do is the bracnid wasp. They do actually pollinate as well, but they do go after some of the insects that we don't want, i.e. the hornworm, squash bugs, stink bugs, tent caterpillars, types of beetles and aphids. So that would be something to really look into. A lot of online carriers of beneficial insects now. You can get a lot of them from garden centers. And at the same time, a garden center, if they carry those, maybe ask them, hey, the supplier, do they have others? Some companies will have, individual cards of what else they can get for you as beneficial insects. Not everybody's going to have that one. But this might be a great way to look at what you can introduce to the area and how it can take care of it. How it can and take care of, your garden. Also, some of the places will even, you can purchase, worms, earthworms. You can take, add those to your soil if your soil doesn't have a lot of it. So there's a way to get that way. So there's a lot of interesting information out there for the different, insects that are beneficial that you should have around the garden. And if you see them, it's not like, oh, I want to get rid of that. It's like, oh, okay, I've got an issue going on. I'm going to let it take care of things. So that's, when we see like a couple hundred ladybugs on a plant, there's something else going on there. It's usually aphids. So something to think about. Our phone number here is 855-660-4261. Again, 855-660-4261. We're going to take a break. We'll be back with more of your gardening questions and more information to be successful in the garden. We'll be right back.
Espoma, the company that makes Holytone and Plantone fertilizer, has something new for you this spring. A new 4-in-1 weed control that kills weeds, grasses, mosses, and algae. Use it on sidewalks, patios, driveways, and walkways, and you will see results in just hours. Also, an all-natural insect control for roses, vegetables, and flowers. It's fast-acting and kills all stages of insects from eggs to adults. And a 3-in-1 natural disease control for roses, vegetables, and ornamentals. A triple-action killer for fungus, mites, and insects. That's Espoma.
How would you like the garden to be green this year? Yes, it's possible with BioSafe products. BioSafe has an organic weed and grass killer, no more Roundup, organic disease control, organic insecticide, organic mold and mildew, BioSafe fruit and vegetable wash, and all the organic products to keep your fish pond clean. Go to BioSafeSystems.com, call 860-290-8890. BioSafe.
USA Radio News with Wendy King.
Army Lieutenant Colonel Alexander Vindman and his twin brother, Army Lieutenant Colonel Yevgeny Vindman, were both removed from their jobs at the White House. It was President Trump's response to Alexander's testimony to Congress in the impeachment investigation. Defense Secretary Mark Esper tells reporters the Vindmans are still in the military.
We welcome back all of our service members, wherever they serve, to any assignment they're given. I would refer you to the Army for any more detail on that.
A short time later, Ambassador Gordon Sondland, who also testified, announced he was recalled from his post as ambassador to the European Union. An American citizen has now died of the coronavirus in China. Two more planes carrying Americans evacuated from the epicenter arrived in the U.S. on Friday. They'll be quarantined for 2 weeks. The total death count in China is now 720. This is USA Radio News.
Hi everyone, Wayne Alarus. Listen carefully to another great offer on one of the most sought-after assets on earth. The world of political turmoil just gets crazier and crazier. Impeachment hearings, China trade wars, Fed money pumping, which are creating bubbles that could burst any day now. With one exception, gold and silver, which are currently undervalued and have excellent growth potential in 2020. So here's another irresistible offer to help you cash in on asset protection while you still can. My sponsor, Swiss America, is willing to ship my listeners another popular silver coin, the U.S. Peace Dollar, for just $16.50 each delivered while supplies last. You heard me right. This is an exclusive offer to my listeners by calling 800-289-2646. Write it down. 800-289-2646. Get your supply of silver U.S. Peace Dollars for just $16.50 each delivered. 800-289-2646 or go to SwissAmerica.com.
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $10,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-976-1460. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-976-1460. That's 1-800-976-1460. 1-800-976-1460.
And welcome back to the Paul Parent Garden Club. Our phone number here, 855-660-4261. Again, 855-660-4261. Now, before the break, we were talking about beneficial insects and what we want to, what we're looking for to bring into the yard and have there to take care of some of your plants. And, I wanted to talk a little bit about what else we could do. One of the other insects is the praying mantids. Praying mantids are awesome ones. One of the reasons why it's so cool to have them hatch and see them just going everywhere. But they'll do with some insects as well. So just another one to think about. We can go over some more of that a little bit later, as we do have a caller on the line, so we want to get right to it. Nathan, who's up next?
Carol's in Illinois.
Carol, welcome to the Paul Parent Garden Club. How can we help you today?
Hi, yes. I'm thinking of the summer and my basil plant, because every time I, even separate them, they get those, like, green beetles or something that eat them?
Yeah, so they're, you're talking about aphids.
Are those aphids?
They're little, they start off as like a little green, then they'll turn to a red later on. They look like a beetle from afar.
Oh, and they eat the basil plants.
Yeah, they'll start to take care, do everything that they can to get rid of the plant. On you.
Right, because I try, and then I don't want to spray them with anything, because of course you eat the basil,
Yeah, so there are some organic ways of getting rid of some of the aphids. Now we're not looking at just like heavy duty products here. An all seasons oil.
All-seasons oil
from Bonide is organic. It's just an oil base.
that you can use to get rid of aphids. As we're talking, I'm pulling up the label so I can see. A lot of times what it'll tell you is it will actually say how many days prior to harvest you can use this.
Okay.
So I'm looking
now, can
at
I order that? Because I'm in Illinois, so I can go online.
Well, so the best way to actually do it is if you go online, they have on their website at bonide.com, they'll tell you the local area where you can get it, how close to you. You can get it. A local garden center is usually what they're looking at. You know, as we talk, I'm scrolling quickly here.
So then they'll say you can use it so many days before you actually eat the basil.
Exactly.
Right.
And that's on the label. It will have that information on there. I'm trying to, again, like I said, I'm trying at the same time to be looking at it so we can get some more information for you. But it's usually they're looking like, you know, a couple days prior. Even, you know, you're going to want to clean it anyways. You clean everything that you bring in from the garden as it is.
Right.
So you'd want to clean it that way.
So this is like you spray it on or something?
Yeah, and what it does is it coats over the aphids and will suffocate them that way to get rid of them. So that's one of the products I would use, would be all seasons oil. You could also use like a neem oil. Neem oil would be fine to be spraying on there. It does
what
kind
is
of
that, neem? How do you spell that?
Neem is N-E-E-M. It's an organic product as well. Either one of those would work. But the All Seasons Oil is probably your best bet just based on its track record and what it's, you know, it specifically says right on there for aphids.
Another question, too.
Sure.
You know, I did some I did some narcissus bulbs for Christmas,
okay?
So they grew like crazy. I mean, like 2 feet or more. But anyway, so those have, I'm just kind of letting them dry out now down in the basement.
Okay.
And then I can plant those, right?
Yeah, when you say the narcissus, are you looking at the paper whites, or are we talking more of
the paper whites.
The paper whites. So you can get them out into the ground, let them kind of dry out, let them die back to, you let them, the flowers, obviously, but the leaves all died back.
Right.
And then you cut it down so it was just the bulb.
Oh, okay.
So I'd want you to get rid of the leaves, because what will happen is as they dry out and they could have hold some sort of moisture in the leaves, but then when they're drying out, almost leaves like it could leave fungus or something along those lines. So you don't want to do that.
They're like turning yellow now, but so should I cut them back, cut the
so
leaves back?
I'd want the whole leaf structure to turn into the yellow and start to turn almost getting ready into the brown. Look for it. So that's what I would do. Once that happens, then cut it back. What that's going to do for your plant, for the bulbs, it's going to know at that point you want it to kind of go into that dormancy period and let that happen. So I would definitely, you know, once you start to see more browning on it, cut them back right to the base, you know, right back to the bulb.
And I should not be watering them at all now.
No. You want them to go into the dormancy period. You want them to basically get that rest.
Yeah. Now, that's the same with an amaryllis.
Yeah,
I've got an amaryllis that's bloomed late. I mean, and it's blooming now. But I would do the same thing with that.
Exactly. And, you know, the bigger the amaryllis bulb, the more likely it is to come back without issue. That's one of the things.
Okay.
You'll see sometimes there's small amaryllis bulbs and there's really big ones are easier to come back year after year. But basically once everything turns, you know, yellow and browning out, you've cut all the leaves and everything off, let the plant focus back on the bulb itself. You can leave it in the basement. You can leave it in, you know, something along those lines. You can put it just in like a box, maybe even like a Tupperware container. You could put a little bit of peat moss in there just to have some sort of base so it's not just sitting there.
Okay.
And the one thing you should do is if you can, check on it, you know, every couple weeks to see if the bulbs, you know, if you have multiple in there, see if they, you know, they're still hard, or if one of them, see you have a few in there, you know, they're, if one's starting to rot, it could go to the others. So you're just doing
take
a checkup and and take it out so you're not letting something just sit there.
Right.
Because once one rots, they could all start to rot, and then you wouldn't be successful later on.
Right. Okay, good.
Okay.
I'll do that. Thank you very much.
All right, no problem. Good luck.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. All right, and our phone number here is 855-660-4261. Again, 855-660-4261. Now, you know, the perfect example I didn't even say it while we were talking. I had just been talking about beneficial insects, and I went right to the organic product of using the, you know, the Bonide spray there, the All Seasons oil. Aphids, perfect example of having, you know, your ladybugs, using the ladybugs as a natural way to protect your plants. So one of the things, going back to all these beneficial insects, I just want to go a little bit more in depth with the ladybug. So I remember when I first, you know, got out of school and was working in a garden center and talking with my dad, because I was going to be doing more of the product sales of, you know, the fertilizers, etc. And, you know, the subject of beneficial insects came up. And we were talking about the ladybugs, and he was just telling me all about it. But one of the things he said was, "Hey, so ladybugs, when you put them down, you know, put them down at night, because that's when the aphids are going to be sitting there, or early in the morning. So earlier in the morning to let it, you know, feed during the day, or at night to feed overnight." But this is the thing that happens with a ladybug. Once they start eating, they go one way from there. So say they're eating on a plant, then they move whichever direction. They're not going to come back to those plants. Okay, so they're just going east or west or wherever the next insect is. They have like a one-track type mind. They're going one way to get their insects. So sometimes it's not worth just dumping out the entire container of ladybugs when you get them. It's, you know, dumping out some of them. Sometimes you'll notice if you were to purchase ladybugs at a garden center, they're kept in a refrigerator. They're kept in that dormant period. So it's recommended that if you want to get some of them out, take some of them, use them, and then put them back in the refrigerator, whatever's left, to keep them that cooler temperature. So they continue to be a little bit more dormant instead of being active. Because once you put them down and they start eating, they're gone. They're not coming back to the house. They don't have homing beacons. They don't say, "Oh, I like that place because it has lots of good food there. We, you know, lots of aphids." They don't do that. So that's just one thing to add to them. They're inexpensive enough where, and there's so many in a container. A lot of times it's like 500 ladybugs. Obviously not all 500 make it. You know, they do everything they can to have 100% survival of them, but that's not going to always happen, especially in cool areas. So cool shipping, etc. If they go from warm to cold, warm to cold. To keep them going, it's just a little spritz with water in the container. The container has air holes on the top, usually, depending upon where you're getting them from. So it's you can keep them going and keep them lively for you to do what you're looking for. There's a bunch of websites online that you can go and take a look at. One of the ones that I've seen is Arbico Organics. That's a good one that has a lot of information. They're out of Arizona. They would ship to you, so you'd have to just take a look at them. I don't have all the information. I just know that's one of them. Another company we've discussed in the past was Orcon. They're a great one out of California area. But you can take a look for beneficial insects online, because that's one way to reduce some of your chemical use, even organics. Because sometimes, you know, it's a basil that they're taking over, and you're like, if I spray it, it's an oil, how long that's going to be on there? You know, so what can you do? So that's just some things to think about when it comes to taking care of the yard and what to do with beneficial insects. There are so many different types of them out there that are getting, you know, they're figuring out more and more which ones are going to do this. You know, the ones that will eat, some that will be parasitic, so they will actually go into an insect and eat them that way and reproduce that way. So that's kind of crazy how that works. But it's very interesting what you can do. So I recommend looking into it, getting some of those beneficial insects for this season. If they're not at the garden center, get them online at a couple different websites. Our phone number here is 855-660-4261. And we're going to take a break. We'll get back more information for you. And touch base a little bit on the raised garden beds. We'll be right back.
Are you tired of insects ruining your trees and shrubs? Need a product that will prevent insect damage on tall trees? Well, Bonide has the answer. Annual Tree and Shrub Insect Control will control trees and shrub damaging insects, including emerald ash borer, woolly adelgid, and the Asiatic lily beetle. One spring application prevents insect infestation for up to 1 year. Just mix as directed, pour it at the base of the tree or the shrub, and will travel throughout the entire plant, and it will not wash off. Get a jump on lawn weed control this year with Weed Beater Ultra from Bonide. Bonide Weed Beater Ultra is the ultimate systemic broadleaf lawn weed killer. It will kill more than 200 difficult to control weeds right down to the roots in just one application. Weed Beater Ultra kills your lawn weeds without harming your lawn grasses. In 24 hours, you'll start seeing results. Unlike other brands that require temperatures of 65 or higher to work, Weed Beater Ultra works fast in temperatures as low as 45 degrees. That's Weed Beater Ultra.
Hello, I'm your BioAdvanced lawn care scientist.
Where'd you come from?
And I want you to try new all-in-one Weed and Feed.
What's this?
All-in-one Weed and Feed. It kills lawn weeds like dandelion and clover, plus kills crabgrass, all in one easy step.
Did you say kills crabgrass?
Yes. Weeds, feeds, plus kills crabgrass.
Wow, really?
With new all-in-one Weed and Feed from BioAdvanced Science-Based Solutions.
My lawn is going to look great.
Get more from the blue bag. Always read and follow label instructions.
If you like to garden and want to learn more about the flowering and foliage houseplants this winter, go to paulparent.com to get a free email newsletter every Thursday morning. It's free, it's informative, and the topics will change with the season. I also include some cool music videos of the music groups we grew up singing when music was music. I put a new recipe to keep you eating your vegetables, a garden quote to keep you thinking about the garden during a cold winter. Go to paulparent.com.
Bags under the eyes, crow's feet, fine lines and wrinkles are things adults complain about as they age. Now, there's Instantly Ageless. It works in minutes and is great for men and women. Here's Dr. Sonia Baccia on The Doctors.
So this is a product we're going to see if it works. It's called Instantly Ageless. And the idea is that it works very quickly. You just need a very small amount. And then you apply it to areas where you might be a little bit puffy. I have just looked at what's in this product. And one of them is something called argireline, which is sort of a darling in dermatology right now. It's a peptide protein that actually relaxes the muscle. It's also called Botox in a bottle. The other active ingredient in this is silicates, which are almost act like a clay. They're minerals, and they're making the skin sort of tighter. It's actually increasing the surface tension on the skin to push that herniated fat pad back.
Try Instantly Ageless today at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com. 30-day money-back guarantee and preferred price discount at GCNLife.com.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of My Pillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented My Pillow, I wanted it to where you can move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. My Pillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry My Pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of My Pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Jose works on a farm. Safety is important. His boss calls 811 to determine where it's okay to dig. This protects Jose from hitting an underground line and from serious injury. Because Jose can't tell exactly where or how deep the lines are, he doesn't dig until 811 tells him it's safe. The most important thing is that Jose works safe and goes home to his family. For more information, visit farmsafe811.org. A message from the Pipeline Operators for Ag Safety Campaign.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Maybe not today. Maybe not tomorrow. But soon, you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live-underground gopher. You need survivalist camps. The ultimate fully functional, off-the-grid, mobile survival bug out house that's well equipped and custom built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement, you bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family survival to survivalistcamps.com.
And welcome back to the Paul Parent Garden Club. Our phone number here, 855-660-4261. Again, 855-660-4261. And we're talking a lot about different things we can be doing in the garden this year, beneficial insects, etc. Last week we talked a bit in regards to container gardening and what we can be doing this year in the garden. So, you know, I got a lot of great response to it via email afterwards. A bunch of people were looking for more information. So I was pretty excited that we picked a pretty good topic last week. It was funny. I've said to you guys a million times some of the different publications I will read into. One of them, one of my favorites, is called thespruce.com. Later on in the day, last Sunday, I'm talking about the raised garden beds, and I get an email later in the day. It says 15 raised garden bed design ideas. Now, you know, A, I'm thinking, oh, that's pretty cool that, you know, they're thinking on the same lanes, but B, it's kind of like, oh, is my computer listening to me? Maybe it's listening to what I have to say and they know, but I digress. That's another show, another topic, and I'm not going to touch that. But I still thought it was pretty cool because it was timely information, things to think about. You know, some of these are just some generic styles of raised garden beds that you can have on your own that you've done. You know, bricks. Some are saying sheet metal. Some of the different types of wood, cedar. You know, if you talk with Daryl, he likes his pressure-treated wood. You know, you can use rocks as a bed. They even have certain garden raised bed kits where you can put like a little greenhouse over the top so you can start a little bit earlier in the garden. So that's one that's pretty cool. You know, we've talked about, you know, different ones like, you know, one of the first ones that was really out there that you're not really thinking was a raised garden bed at first is, you know, the earth box. The earth box was one of the ones that started a lot of this this fad, if you will, and it's very important. I like having the raised garden bed because it gives you other options. They come in so many different styles. Some of them are tiered. Some of them are just boxes. So, you know, take a look at what you can do to make them on your own. You know, the spruce has an idea of using like milk cartons. You know, putting the soil in there, and you can have some of the airflow in the soil that way. So that's pretty crazy, right? But however you do it, you get to build your soil. You get to get in there and get what you want and get those nutrients going in it. So definitely take a look at some different soils that you can add, some different composts, different nutrients. You know, it's very cool. Because you're starting fresh, you know what's going in it. You know, obviously a lot of the products you're using have had soil tests, so you're getting that information right on the bag or from the company. Again, you know, last week I talked about looms and compost, getting them from your garden centers, getting them mixed or something along those lines. Adding them in there, you're knowing what's going in there. Our soil, you got to do that soil test and figure out what's, you know, what's working, what's not. Whereas if you're making this, you're knowing what's going in there. You're inevitably going to need a soil test long term because a lot of garden beds, you know, the ones that are raised up even higher, that they have airflow underneath them, some of those nutrients aren't going to stick around for very long. The ones that are right on the ground, you're building them up 12, 14, 16 inches, so you're getting all that soil right up there, and it's going to leach into the soil eventually, but, you know, you're going to need to do it in the long run. But right away, you're knowing what you're putting in there. So there's so many different styles of them that you can look at. You can even look at using a used pallet as a vegetable garden or like an herb garden, using the slots in there, getting some fabric to put in there to hold the soil in, and then building it from there. It's kind of, you know, a different process, but it's pretty cool, right? So something to look at, so many different styles. We can go into it a little bit more in the 8 o'clock hour and discuss that a little bit more there of what you can be doing, what we can be doing to the soil, and what type of plants you'd want to put in them, etc. So stay tuned for that. Our phone number, 855-660-4261. We'll take a break. We'll see you in a couple. Be right back.
Let me ask you something. What are you doing when you put money in a 401k or IRA? Or store jumper cables in your vehicle, or purchase health insurance? You're preparing. You're preparing to ensure you have enough money for retirement. You're preparing for when your car battery dies, or to have assistance paying a major unexpected medical bill. That all makes sense. The same goes for building a food storage plan. You're preparing for when emergencies or disasters strike and shelves go empty at your grocery store. The best way to prepare is with My Patriot Supply. They've helped a million hardworking Americans become more self-sufficient. My Patriot Supply sells hundreds of items, including dozens of emergency food kits, at MyPatriotSupply.com. It could be an earthquake, a cyber attack freezing our banking system, or a disaster that shuts down our power grid for weeks. For all these emergencies and more, get your supplies and prepare today at MyPatriotSupply.com. No more rushing to find empty store shelves because you're too late. Do it now so you're ready. MyPatriotSupply.com.